Yeah. Triple Play Thursday. Yeah, man. Triple Play Thursday. That means we get to hear two more Huey Lewis songs. Fly Jam Bob requested Huey Lewis as a belated birthday gift to me. Didn't he request the Beatles yesterday?
He was one of many.
Oh, okay. So Bob's given me a belated birthday present with the Triple Play of Huey. Yeah! I can see my cohorts here on the show are thrilled by that.
I like Huey.
Okay.
Not that song, but I like Huey.
You don't like Heart and Soul?
Meh.
Man, Dracula's in that video. Oh, man. You know what's the most annoying Huey Lewis video? You guys remember? You guys remember Huey Lewis's videos, don't you? Or do you? Because, like, I want a new drug. He's sticking his face in the sink full of ice. Remember?
What's the one? Is there one where he goes to the beach?
Yeah, that's yeah, where they're like buried up to the band is like buried up to their neck.
Yeah.
In the sand, I think it's oh, I don't remember. But the most annoying is Hip to Be Square. Do you remember the video for Hip to Be Square?
I don't.
It was like the 80s version of mini GoPro cameras, like on the instruments and in the microphone. So like it's just like these shots of a very warped like guitar neck and like the GoPro on the microphone, the little mini microphone, was going down Huey's throat.
Yeah, you can see everything.
Yeah, so that was the most annoying. I remember that video being like, "What are they doing?"
He needs a good moisturizer.
Well, that's because he's sticking his face in ice water when I want a new drug. It's affecting him. So anyway, all right, Huey. Now, as I mentioned earlier, we're going to get into TV theme songs. We want to get into that. If you want to jump in at any time, it's 312-981-7200. That the Friends theme song has got a heavy metal makeover. So my roommates at home, the Rembrandts, hope they finish cleaning the kitchen. They recorded a song. Now, was that song specifically? I don't think that song specifically was for Friends. I think it was just... They recorded that song, and then the makers of Friends. I forgot the meetings 25 years ago when we were deciding this.
Yeah, it wasn't specifically.
I don't think it was. It wasn't like this is the theme from Friends. It was already a song that existed, and they used it as the theme for Friends. I think that's the case. That's the case, Dan? Yeah.
It was co-written by the Friends producers along with the Rembrandts.
Okay. I always was under the impression that it was not written. Because, you know, they used they used different songs on shows that weren't specifically, you know, theme songs for those shows, like Bosom Buddies. You guys remember the original theme song for Bosom Buddies?
I do not.
No.
Well, you guys are too young to remember. Do you guys even remember Bosom Buddies?
Tom Hanks?
Yep, Hanks, Scolari, right. In drag.
I don't think I ever saw it on TV.
It was a great show. It was a great show. But they used My Life by Billy Joel. That was the theme for, I don't know if it was the theme for all of the seasons that it was on. I know the first couple of seasons it was My Life by Billy Joel. I'm trying to remember, Tom Hanks did a bit on either Letterman or maybe SNL or something where he's sitting in a chair reading a book and he's singing My Life by Billy Joel. As just like a very, very inside tribute to any of the Bosom Buddies fans out there. So anyway, the song is I'll Be There For You. And now there's a new viral video that's out right now. And the hard grinding version comes courtesy of musician Leo Moracchioli. I'm Italian. I should know this. I think it's Moracchioli. And the YouTube video shows his take on the Rembrandts' I'll Be There With You, complete with umbrella twirling and couch jumping. All right, so can we hear a little bit of the version that I was responsible for? Of course, Esmeralda did the clapping, of course. Yeah. All right, so that's the Rembrandt's version of I'll Be There For You, the theme from Friends. We have to break here. We got the news. When we come back, we'll recap the Rembrandt's version very quickly, and then we'll play the new metal version of that song, and then get into TV theme songs, best and worst of all time. Okay? All right. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. That's right. When I think about people walking on a thin line, I think of Huey Lewis. Huey Lewis walking on a thin line. Fly Jam Bob on Triple Play Thursday. Yeah. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We're going to get into our favorite and least favorite TV theme songs of all time. 312-981-7200. So we'll get into that. And the reason why is because the theme song from Friends, which is I'll Be There For You by the Rembrandts, who are currently sweeping up my hardwood floors in my apartment, that song has been redone heavy metal version. Now let's hear, again, just a little snippet of the original Friends theme. That's Huey.
That's Huey, sorry.
That's okay.
That ends. All right.
Right. Okay, so that's the regular version. So this is the new metal version. I have not heard this, nor have I seen the video. So, all right, here we go. This is by... Yeah, I like it.
It's like pop metal.
Yeah, well, I like the vocals are very sort of metalish, yeah. Though.
I was hoping for a little more like black metal,
just a little bit heavier.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some Norwegian,
but they're
black death metal.
All right, jeez. Oh. Wow. All right, and that guy's name again is Leo Moracchioli. All right? Moracchioli. Yeah. Now, you know, I used to have like a metal version of the Munsters theme. I don't know if it's here. We do have this. But I'm trying
Which
to...
Which is how I feel, because you don't have that song.
Yeah, well...
Never mind.
Yeah. You know, our guest tomorrow morning, I should ask him to play this, because he's one of those virtuoso guitarists. He's been on the show before. Chris Boland is going to be on. And that guy, this guy can play the guitar. I mean, he's like, it's that whole Steve Vai, Yngwie Malmsteen thing. He's got it down. This guy can play. So we're going to hear some live jams in studio tomorrow night. Maybe I can get him to do the Munsters theme. So TV theme songs, which ones do you love or the most memorable? Which ones do you hate? 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. I love the Munsters theme. I love the Munsters theme.
That's good. I like it too.
It's great. Did I ever tell you the story? I told this story on the air like 20 years ago or whatever. Did I ever tell you, Esmeralda? I don't think I ever told you the story about one time I hailed a cab. And I got in the cab and he said, where to? And then I told him where I was going. I think I was at home and I was coming to work at the time. I think that was the case, yeah. So I said, I'm going to 435 North Michigan. And then he doesn't say a word. And all of a sudden, boom, he turns the radio on and it's the Munsters theme cranking. So he's got the Munsters theme cranking. And it plays all the way through. Nothing else comes on the radio. Silence for the rest of the trip. So he just played the – it was like – and then it ended.
Wait, he played it?
He
or
played
it was on
it.
The radio?
I don't know what happened. All I know is that suddenly the Munsters theme – I said – I told him my destination. The Munsters theme began, played all the way through. Nothing else came on the radio. It was silent after
Interesting.
That.
Interesting.
Yeah. I tipped him heavily. It's just so weird, man. It was just weird. Like, what was that? I remember I talked about it on the air because I was at that time I had a partner named Gary Lee Wright, and we used to do a show called the Nick D and Gary Lee Show, and this was in the late '90s, early 2000s. And I came in, I told him the show, and he's like, well, I told him the story, and he's like, well, we have to lead with that this morning. That's so. All right, are you ready for some of these?
Yeah.
All right. I have the top 10 here on a CD that Dan put together for me, and I appreciate that. So we'll play some of those. But if you guys want to jump in with any of your thoughts, it's 312-981-7200. Now, I'm looking at the list here, and I see that there is one, and I can't believe it's not on here, Dan. I'm looking at this list, and do you know who would be very upset by the omission of one of the theme songs?
Who would that be?
Andy Herman.
Ah, yes.
Andy Herman would be very, very, very upset with this list because the theme song from Three's Company is not on this list. How could this not be on the list? I mean, are there really 40 theme songs that are better than this? You know what's one of the great things about it? Do you know who the male performer is on that? The male singer, you know what his name is?
Who's that?
Ray Charles. It's not the same guy, obviously.
That was for a second. I was like, no, that
no,
doesn't
it's
sound
not.
Like
but it's a guy named Ray Charles.
Nice. I do like that intro. That very 70s, like,
oh, the wah wah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. So, all right. Let's see. We got Ike in Country Club Hills. Hi, Ike.
Hey, Nick. How's it going?
All right. What's up?
Happy belated birthday.
Thank
by
you.
The way.
Thank
no
you.
Problem. No problem. Yeah, this is, of course, a theme song that stuck with me ever since I was a kid because I remember watching this show. I really enjoyed it. Of course, believe it or not, from The Greatest American Hero.
Oh, sure. That's right. So, from The Greatest American. Ike, nice choice, buddy. Thanks for calling. Nice job, Ike.
You gonna sing the other version?
The George Costanza version? which is on his answering machine?
I would think that's what you immediately.
Oh, no, it's the first thing that comes to mind. I mean, you know, is George Costanza's answering machine. It's classic. And he's just sitting next to the answering because he's screening calls, and he's sitting next to the answering machine with a big bowl of popcorn. And he's kind of like singing along silently. Greatest American Hero, Believe It or Not, by Mike Post and Stephen Geyer. Mike Post is a name that you will hear many times during the course of this topic, because Mike Post did a ton of TV theme songs and a ton of TV music. It was Joey Scarborough, though, who sang it. And it became a smash. It was a big hit. I think it charted, it was number one, I believe. So, Esmeralda, it was an actual hit in your world because it reached number one.
Right, yeah.
All right. So, but it was that I never really watched that show. I know a lot of people who are a little bit younger than me. Maybe a lot bit younger than me. Because when was that show on? Dan, can you check when that show was on? Because I want to say I was in high school when it was on. Say the early 80s?
81 to 83.
Exactly. I was in high school. That's exactly right. I graduated in 1983. So, yes, I was absolutely in high school during the entire run of that show. I never watched it. But people who 5-10 years younger than me adore that show. Like, I know a lot of people who are intense about Greatest American Hero. William Catt and his hair. You want to see some fantastic hair with William Catt involved. Esmeralda, you've seen Carrie, right?
Yes. He's got the big curly hair, right?
Yeah, that's William Catt. He's the Greatest American Hero. He's got some hair in that movie. As Tommy Ross, some serious hair. And I thought, you know, when they dumped the pig blood all over Carrie, and then it's all in slow motion, and he's like, what the hell? And then the bucket falls on his head, and it knocks him out. I thought his hair would protect him.
No, because it was so fluffy. He was like a poodle.
It was like dropping a bucket on top of a poodle, is what you're saying?
Yeah, it wouldn't have bounced. It would just...
Well, it completely knocked him unconscious. He ended up dying.
Right. Well...
Yeah, he did.
Because of the bucket or because of the fire?
Well, the fire. I mean, but if he didn't get hit on the head with the bucket, he could have run.
Are you sure?
Sure.
She shut those doors.
Yeah, well, that's right. She even killed Betty Buckley, man.
She got real mad.
Who was the nice gym teacher who was not laughing at her. But she thought everybody was laughing at her because they're all going to laugh at you. Because you hear that like 8,000 times, Piper Laurie. They're all going to laugh at you. That movie rules, man. I watched it again last month because of the De Palma documentary. They're all going to laugh at you. Eve was weak. That movie rules. All right. William Catt rules. We all know that. All right. There you go. Other great TV theme songs. We'll get to the top 10 and take your phone calls. And Andy Herman right now is storming the lobby because the Three's Company theme did not make the top 40 list. There's a strange pair of shoes underneath the bed. Sometimes bad is bad, Huey. You come home and you find somebody else's shoes under your bed. That's bad, Huey. Huey Lewis, man. And the news. Fly Jam Bob requested that for Triple Play Thursday. Yeah. And if you want to jump in, one artist, three songs, Triple Play Thursday, 312-981-7200. We're talking about, speaking of music, we're talking about TV theme songs. And what are your favorites? Let's see. Here is Carrie on WGN. Hey, Carrie.
Hey, morning, Nick.
Hey.
You guys never fail to amaze me how you can divert my attention with another topic. So tomorrow I'm going to have to find Greatest American Hero on Netflix or somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, it's out there.
I did watch it.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
It's out there somewhere. I know. I'm sure it's readily available.
I mean, it's got Robert Culp.
Yep, Robert Culp.
I mean, it's an awesome show.
Yeah.
So as far as my song, Guilty Pleasure, I really like not the Dionne Warwick version, but the Jack Jones Love Boat theme song.
Well, see, now the Jack Jones is the definitive version.
It was written by Paul Williams, yeah. Actually, which is cool, too.
Yeah, Paul Williams co-wrote it with Charles Fox. And wait, you want to hear? Let's hear a little bit of it.
Yeah, that's true.
Exciting and new. Come aboard. We're expecting you.
That's right. You gotta love it, man. I gotta tell you, Kerry, I unabashedly love that song.
Yeah, I do too. And Actually, my MeTV shows The Love Boat on Sundays. They show two of them in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And my wife and I watch it just to listen to the theme song, and that's when they show the goofy...
Who the guest stars are.
Yeah, exactly. And it might be Carol Channing.
Charo. Charles Nelson Reilly did a bunch of Love Boats.
Reilly, yeah. Absolutely. So we'll watch listen to the song, watch it, and then...
Then change the channel.
Of course, and see what kind of mayhem happens, and then turn the channel. Exactly.
All right, Kerry, thank you, man.
Thanks, Zach.
Have a good one. Hey, you know what I'm showing on Tuesday? Dan, are you aware that I'm showing a movie on Tuesday at my film club?
I had heard something about it, but I can't remember.
I'm showing Airplane. And do you know what happens in Airplane at one point in Airplane? Do you remember, Dan?
Is it involving the Love Boat?
It does involve the... It does, indeed. There is a scene in the movie where Robert Hayes escapes from a mental institution. And, oh, maybe this is Airplane 2. No, I might be wrong. I think it's the first one. I can't believe I'm getting them confused. I know Airplane by heart. But now I'm starting to second guess. Might be Airplane 2. There's a scene where Robert Hayes escapes from the mental institution. They put the spotlights out. And they're scanning him. You know how, like when someone tries to escape from prison, they'll put the spotlights on? Well, they're moving the spotlights around. He's trying to avoid the spotlights, and he runs past, and a spotlight hits Jack Jones. And he stands in front of the brick wall, and Jack Jones starts singing the Love Boat theme when the spotlight hits him. Is that, Dan, can you look that up? Can you see, Jack Jones, Love, or Airplane? Because I'm starting to reverse my thoughts on that one, because it might be Airplane 2.
Quick search says it's 2.
It is 2, okay. Well, anyway, that was in Airplane 2, which is not the one I'm showing. I'm showing the first one. I'm showing the good one. Because Airplane 2 actually has some funny stuff in it, but it's not nearly as funny as the first one. So order your tickets now, Tuesday night, the 12th. 8 o'clock it starts, 7 o'clock we'll meet, have some food. It's at the Movico Theater in Rosemont. $10 to get in, parking is free. And we're showing Airplane digitally remastered on the big screen. Order your tickets now. We're starting to sell really well. And our last one that we did last month actually sold out, and some people showed up and couldn't get in. So it's good to reserve your seats now. So go to Carmike.com, C-A-R-M-I-K-E, Carmike.com. That's the theater company that MovieCo is with, Carmike.com. Go to the seating chart, pick out the seats that you want. They'll be waiting for you on Tuesday for our big screening of Airplane. Okay. Jason in Indiana says, that Leo guy has a ton of great metal covers. You should check out his YouTube channel. So the guy who covered the Rembrandts apparently has done metal covers of other songs. Okay. 309 area code says, that metal version of the Munsters sounded very Dick Dale. Yes, it did. It sounded a lot like Dick Dale. The guitar tone sounded very much like Dick Dale. You, sir, are correct. Tom says, the theme from the Bakula version of Star Trek was good. What's the... I have to... confer with my Bakula expert.
I wasn't watching, but I think it's Enterprise.
Enterprise was the one with Bakula? I can't believe you didn't watch it if Bakula was on it.
It was college. I had other things to do.
Oh. Okay. Let's see. Here's John on WGN. Hey, John.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, go ahead.
You're a only a couple years older than me. So happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you, man.
I also share a birthday the same month as you, and I turned 50 this year. So, but I was very much into the greatest American hero.
Oh yeah, I know. I know a lot of people were.
Yeah, absolutely. But listen, I want to put a plug in for that great 70s series WKRP theme song.
WKRP in Cincinnati comes in at number 38 on our top 40 list. Here we go.
That's a good one. Hey, but that doesn't seem high enough on the list.
Yeah, number 38. It's a classic. All right, John, thanks, man. Thank you very much. I like the last part's by WKRP in Cincinnati. I'll tell you what, I like the closing theme from WKRP. That's a jam. Esmeralda, you remember the closing theme?
Sing it.
Oh, I can't sing it. It's a jam. Dan, do you think you can find the close? That song, I used to love the closing theme to KRP. Every episode, it closed with that. 630 area code sends in KRP. We got a lot of KRPs coming in terms of text and stuff. Yeah, lots of KRPs coming in. A lot of people. Now, did you ever watch that show, Esmeralda?
I watched a couple. I remember the last one I saw was they had like an old punk band come in.
Uh-huh.
And they were just... Every time they got a chance, they would break something or just cause some terrible thing. And everyone was really annoyed with them. And then finally I forget what it was, but then the DJs beat them up.
Sounds realistic.
And then they went out to play. They were like, okay, we'll play.
Yeah, that sounds accurate.
But it was like they came from England. And it was so much money to get them over there. And the show would be ruined.
And all they
wanted to do was fight, and then that
fight
was it.
And bust stuff.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. KRP, man. Classic. All right, we got to take a break. We'll come back, and we got news, and then we'll jump back into the TV theme songs here on WGN. Do I have to talk, or can we just listen? Oh, wow. That's Triple Play Thursday, so that means we're going to hear two more songs by my favorite band. Jim Leskowski, my good friend Jim, who has been on the show many times for my birthday, which was yesterday, thank you, requested Buffalo Tom. It's like my favorite band. Thank you, Jim. I use that song in this play called Black and Blue that I did a few years ago that I co-wrote and directed. We used the song Summer by Buffalo Tom. All right, two more Buffalo Tom songs. That's cool. That's awesome. Thank you, Jim. All right, we are talking about TV theme songs. We're here till 5, by the way. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5, and then my good buddy Steve Cochran at 6. And we're talking about TV theme songs. And let me knock out a couple of the top 10 right now. So here are a couple from the top 10. Are you ready? Esmeralda, are you ready for this one?
Yes.
Number 10 on this list is the Olympic Games on NBC theme. The Olympic Games on NBC theme. And I guess I didn't know this, but this theme is by John Williams. Not the John Williams that works here at WGN, but the John Williams, you know, who composed the music for so many classic movies like E.T. and Star Wars and Raiders and all that stuff. John Williams composed the Olympic Games on NBC, and here's what it sounds like. Yeah. Dan, did you know that this was John Williams?
I did know that, yeah.
Wow. I didn't know that. And I did not know that it was commissioned for the 84 Olympics. For some reason, I thought it's been around longer than that. Commissioned by NBC for the Olympics. They say better than Charles Fox's Monday Night Football theme music. Now, you know, they're going to get an argument from people about that. Listen, Dan's shaking his head. Complete disagreement on
complete
that statement.
Disagreement.
Now, you're not talking about, are you ready for some football? Who's that idiot? That's Hank Jr., right?
That was Hank Jr. Yeah. Yeah, it was Jr.
Yeah, Hank Jr. No, you're talking about the regular Monday Night. Forget the Monday Night Football theme. Let's play that. Oh, yeah. Classic. Classic. That's a jam. And this whole part right here that goes on for like 20 minutes.
We gonna go solve a crime?
This is, no, you're getting ready for war. All right. So the Olympic Games on NBC from 1984, that's number 10 on the list. We got some other people who have texted in. So let's see. 262 area code says, I love the Odd Couple theme song. Oh, yeah. Well, see, now that was not composed for the show. That was for the movie. Because, I mean, obviously the TV show was based on the movie, but that theme was that the is from the movie. That was the theme from the movie with Jack Lemmon and Walter Matthau. Which remains one of those movies that I've seen that movie 9,000 times, and I laughed during that movie so much. Esmeralda, have you seen the movie The Odd Couple?
I've seen bits and pieces.
Oh man, it is just—it's so funny, so funny. I love All in the Family's closing theme song called "Remembering You." If I'm not mistaken, Carol O'Connor had a hand in writing that. The closing scene, not the Those Were the Days, which opens up the show, but the closing. And the by the way, that Those Were the Days is in the top 10. We'll get to that one in a couple of minutes. So, let's see. 773 area code says, Welcome Back, Cotter, Taxi, and That Girl were great theme songs. Welcome Back, Cotter is on this list. Is it not? Yes. Number 29. That was also a hit, if you can believe it. That was like that charted. Taxi. I've talked about the Taxi theme song a million times on this show because it's like the most inappropriate theme song for a comedy because it feels so melancholy. And that show is hilarious. Taxi is a really, really funny show. But like when you hear the music at the beginning, it's like, you know, am I watching a melancholy drama? Now, I'm not saying this is a bad... In fact, I love this theme. I think it's great. It just doesn't scream wacky comedy. You know what I mean? Esmeralda, you hear this, you don't think, oh boy, I'm in store for big laughs.
Yeah, I imagine more of a... maybe a dramedy.
Yeah, which Taxi Driver wasn't. Or Taxi Driver.
Right.
Oh, God. Yeah, Taxi Driver, because that movie was so hilarious. The Taxi wasn't... I mean, there were, you know, some moments that were, I guess, serious here and there during
right.
the...
Right, but for the most part.
It was a very silly show and very, very funny. That's one of those shows that holds up. You know, a lot of those sitcoms from the 70s and stuff, they don't hold up. Taxi holds up. Taxi is still funny now. You can watch an episode of Taxi and it's still funny now. Let's see. Trevor in Antioch says, how do you talk to an angel from the show The Heights? Oh, yeah. That was the show that was on. Wasn't The Heights on for like 2 weeks?
Yeah.
And then the song was like a smash.
How do you talk to an angel?
That's good.
Yeah, thank you. I forget who the guy was.
I'm trying. I don't.
Wasn't he on?
He was on The Heights, wasn't he?
Right, but he was on something else.
Oh, because like he was one of the actors on The Heights.
He's one of those like brooding-eyed, quiet ones.
Oh, oh.
He had floppy hair and.
Well, it was the early.
Whisper
was,
everything.
Yeah, he was the early 90s. Sounds a little, you know, I without that, well, you don't leave the sax in there.
I just imagine he can't, he has a sore throat every night.
It sounds a little Bryan Adams-ish.
A little bit, yeah.
You know, so right, I believe right now if Scott's listening, he just busted a chair because it sounds like Bryan Adams. He'll just break chairs if something sounds like the Hooters or Bryan Adams.
It sounds like he's whisper singing.
Yeah. Like, what's the guy's name, Dan?
Jamie Walters eventually became a firefighter.
Oh, good for
oh.
him.
You know why he had to become a firefighter? Because he set so many hearts on fire when he sang that song. 815 area code says, I love the theme from Game of Thrones. Oh. 630 area code, Mr. Belvedere had a great TV theme song. I have no idea. That was during a time when I was not watching TV. Like that mid to late 80s period. I was never home. I was in my early 20s and I was out all the time. And I never watched TV. I've never seen one episode of Mr. Belvedere.
Streaks on the china never mattered before. Who cares when you drop kicked your jacket as you came through the door? No one glares.
This is pretty great, actually.
Sometimes things get turned around and no one's spared. All hands look out below. There's a change in the status quo. Gonna need all the help that we can get.
This is great.
According to our new arrival, life is more than mere survival. We just might live the good life yet.
Wow. Who's singing that? Do they have a credit on that? It's not Mr. Belvedere himself, is it?
No.
It's not Bob Uecker, is it?
Maybe.
I have no idea. It sounds a little Dr. Hook-ish. So.
The composer performed by Leon Redbone.
Leon Redbone. Wow, that's who it sounds yeah. like. Leon Redbone. Leon Redbone. That's why it's cool right there. All right. There, was he a butler, right? Mr. Belvedere was a butler?
Yes.
And was like Bob Uecker the dad on the show? Was he the...
Yes.
Yes. George.
Okay. I don't know. I never watched the show.
Stretch, ever. He was a sports writer.
Who was a sports writer?
George was.
Oh, he was. Oh, Bob Uecker was a sports writer. Yeah. Okay. Did he specialize in baseball?
I think he spent a lot of time on it, yeah.
His kid, the youngest, was such just a jerk.
Okay.
Just any second he could, you know, try to scam something out of somebody.
So he was the scammer of the family?
Right.
Mr. Belvedere probably had to slap him around a little bit.
Actually, yeah. Okay. I mean, they never showed it, but...
But you're sure?
I knew.
Hey, it's my favorite song of all time. Thank you, Jim. Jim Leskowski on Triple Play Thursday. Yeah. Requesting Buffalo Tom. I love that band so much. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're talking about TV theme songs. What are the best? All right, let me get back to this list here. I've got the top 10 here. We have the top 40 list in front of me, but I have the top 10 here on a CD that I am going to play. This one is legendary. It's classic. Our guest earlier, who talks about TV with us every couple of weeks, Dan Feinberg from The Hollywood Reporter. You can follow him at The Fine Print, F-I-E-N. This was his choice as best TV theme song of all time.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic port aboard this tiny ship. The mate was a mighty sailing man, the skipper brave and sure. Five passengers set sail that day for a three-hour tour. A three-hour tour. But when this started getting rough, the tiny ship was tossed. If not for the courage of the fearless crew, the minnow would be lost. The minnow would be lost. The ship's aground on the shore of this uncharted desert isle. With Gilligan,
yeah,
the skipper too, the millionaire and his wife, the movie star, the professor and Mary Ann, here on Gilligan's Island.
Yeah. See, that tells the whole story. That's what theme songs used to do. They used to tell you the whole story. You didn't even have to watch an episode to understand. Like, you could come in season 10, listen to the song, and go, all right, I understand what's happening. You could miss 53 episodes previous, turn the show on, listen to the theme song, and go, I'm all caught up. Thanks. They don't do that anymore, man. They just don't. All right. All righty then. Here's Tom on WGN. Hey, Tom.
Yeah, how you doing, Nick?
All right, buddy, what's up?
How about Secret Agent, man? That's got to be on the list somewhere.
It's got to be, but I don't think it is.
You got to be kidding.
No, I know, it's crazy.
I used to watch that show just to hear the song.
Let's hear the song, Dan. Do we have it?
To everyone he meets, he stays a stranger. With every move he makes, another chance he takes. Odds are he won't live to see tomorrow.
Song is a jam, Tom.
Yeah, when you played that John Williams thing, reminded me of the Superman theme song, the old George Reeves Superman.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Every time I hear that, I want to enlist.
All right, Tom, thanks.
All right, bye.
Yeah, Secret Agent Man. Secret Agent Man! That was another one that was a big hit. Some of these theme songs were big hits, man. All right. Here's a, if you want to hear another one, here's a another big hit. Book 'em, Dano. You know, I always wanted Dano to say, why don't you book him yourself, man, with that hair? Now, this version wasn't the hit version. A the group that covered it, and they had other hits too, and I can't remember what they were. They weren't the Cow Sills. The Cow Sills did Hair. They did the song Hair, the Cow Sills, and that was a whole family. That was like, you know, Esmeralda, there was really was like a Partridge Family, these guys called the Cow Sills.
Right. What was one of the other hits they had?
I just remember Hair. I remember they did Hair. That was the one huge one that I remember. I'm sure they had more hits than that because they were around for a while. But I'm trying to remember who did Hawaii Five-0, who did the theme to Hawaii Five-0. It was a band called like the Somethings. They were the Somethings, and I'm really happy to be so vague about that. But it's not the Cow Sills. It was like the Typhoons or the something like that. It wasn't the Typhoons, but it was something along those lines.
The Ventures.
That's it, the Ventures. God, how can I forget the Ventures? All right. Let's see. Steve says two things. There's a funny version of the Flintstones done by Bruce Springsteen.
I always like the Eep Op Orc song from the Flintstones.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. How about happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy, 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 happy. You remember Happy Anniversary?
I do not.
That's from the Flintstones. I think it was like two guys in the lodge, the club that they were in. It was the Buffalo like lodge, because in the Honeymooners it's raccoon, but in the Flintstones it's the Buffalo Lodge, and I think it was when Wilma and Fred were celebrating their anniversary. And they kept and they every time that was mentioned, these guys would pop up and go, "Happy anniversary, happy anniversary." Used to kill me when I was a kid. Every time they would pop in with the buffalo things on their head, happy anniversary, I'd laugh my ass off. Maybe we have happy anniversary laying around somewhere. All right, we got a break for the news coming up. Buffalo Tom, baby. Thank you, Jim. Jim Leskowski, our old friend. Who, by the way, we're going to be recording part two of Jim's podcast. We did a podcast. Jim hosts a podcast called Directors Club. And he invited me on, and we did the first part of Martin Scorsese.
So one movie?
Yeah, we got up to, we only got to Goodfellas, and Goodfellas came out in 1990. And he's been active since, you know. So we got a lot more to talk about. Unfortunately, we'll start part two off with my least favorite Martin Scorsese movie, which is Cape Fear, which is a piece of crap. But anyway, thank you, Jim, for letting me choose. And he let me choose the last Buffalo Tom song.
He said it's your nice choice.
And he's got a special surprise for you for the 45 bump.
Oh. Okay. You know, have you heard that song that we just played?
I don't think so.
You ever watch My So-Called Life?
Yes.
It was the theme song to My So-Called Life.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That show rules.
Okay.
Jordan Catalano is my baby. He's my hero.
Do you want to braid each other's hair later?
I love Jordan Catalano. Don't even mess around with Jordan Catalano. Please.
Do
makeovers? It just so happens that Buffalo Tom did the theme song for it. Mm-hmm. And that is actually why I started watching the show. I heard that Buffalo Tom, you know, because I knew Soda Jerk. I knew the song. It's from Big Red Letter Day, which is a great album. Anyway, I knew the song, and I was like, oh, they're using that in the... This is my favorite band. I'm like, oh. So I turned it on. I'm like, oh, that's cool that they used it. And then I was like, you know, half hour into the show, I'm like, this is the greatest show I've ever seen in my life. So, anyway. All right. We're back to some theme songs. See, that was a TV theme song. That fits in. You see how this all works out, how this is professional radio. Did Dumont call the hotline, Dan, and congratulate us?
You know, I've just got him on hold at all times now.
He just sits up all night on the phone and listens to the show.
You would figure he'd have a radio, being the president of the Broadcast Communications Museum, but he's like, I like to listen over the phone.
I like to listen over the phone. Put me on hold, Dan. That's my preferred way of listening. You know, you can get iHeartRadio. You can stream it. You can listen to it on your phone. No, I want to listen to it. It's got to be a landline, and I have to be on hold. That's how I like listening to it. Okay. Are you ready for some more?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Where'd we leave off? Okay. Now, this one, number seven on the list, according to Paste Magazine, the 40 greatest TV theme songs of all time. This is number seven. Totally makes sense.
The Andy Griffith Show, starring Andy Griffith with Ronnie Howard. Also starring Don Knotts.
Yeah. Great song.
That's how I knew it was early when I was watching Channel 9.
I know. It's like 5 o'clock in the morning.
Andy Griffith is on. Yeah. Like,
my
oh,
dad
Lord.
Is still mad that they don't show Andy Griffith, you know, because it's the news starts now at 4.
Right.
And so my dad's like, I can't believe they don't show Andy Griffith in the morning anymore. I'm like, hey, my friends are on that TV show. Don't be dissing it.
Yeah. I had a friend who, and mind you, he's 30, 31, but he did not know that theme song. Yeah.
How?
His parents are big old hippies, and he grew up a vegan in like a commune somewhere. So
yeah. Did he not have a TV? Was it one of those deals?
Not, but I was like, what?
What'd you do? Whistle it? And he
about?
Went, did you whistle
right?
it?
Yeah.
And he went, I don't have no idea what
like,
he was.
How do you not know that?
That's true. That's weird.
Universally known.
Yeah. It's weird. All right. Number six. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Counting up on the greatest TV. If you want to jump in, 312-981-7200.
Well, we're moving on up.
Moving on up.
To the east side.
Moving on up.
To a deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on up.
Moving on up.
To the east side.
Moving on up.
We finally got a piece of the pie. Been nobody in the kitchen.
Something weird got in. It was mixed
Andy Griffith
into that one.
Got a, it's a remix.
It's weird. Well, anyway, that's the Jeffersons.
Oh gosh, that's so good.
Yeah, moving on up. And then you know, like they had the different theme at the end.
It was, you know, it was to, you know, you had so much fun and you were laughing. Now it's like time to calm down. Calm down.
Calm down. Get ready for taxi.
Reflect on what you just watched.
Reflect on the complexities of George Jefferson.
Hey, sometimes it was. Did you not see the episode where he was going to marry, or no, his son?
Lionel?
Yeah, his son was married. He's married to the neighbor's daughter, and whatever,
right.
And she was pregnant. And he was, George was
like
so
he left
angry.
The house, right?
He went up to the rooftop, but he was all angry about it. And that just, and then at the end, he accepted.
Yeah, of course, because 22 minutes were up.
They're like, oh, I got to
say, oh man, I say it's 22 minutes. All right. Pat says Mod Squad. Oh yeah, don't even mess. And Link's hair. We've discussed Link's hair.
Yeah, we did.
219 area code says the Bob Newhart theme song. I'm assuming he means the show, Bob Newhart Show, not Newhart, where they run the country inn.
Mm-hmm.
With Larry, Daryl, and my other brother, Daryl.
Oh, this is where he's the
psychiatrist.
Doctor.
Yeah, where he worked right across the street. He worked in the building right across the street. Yeah.
Okay.
So,
wonder if they have anything in there.
They should, man. Yeah, they should have like, a whole. They should also have a wing dedicated to. Well, they should have it in this building, right, Dan? Didn't Larry and what was Lotka? No, Lotka's taxi. Balky, Larry and Balky, didn't they work here in the trip?
Perfect Strangers?
Yeah.
Or was it just a picture of the building?
Oh, no, obviously, they never shot here.
No, but you know what I mean. Was it just in the theme?
I want to say the not Balky worked as a sports reporter here.
For the trip.
Oh, the other guy.
Because, like Larry, well, Balky didn't, I don't know, what did Balky do? He was a sheep herder. He couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
But then that's how, because the elevator operator in the trip building was the mother, and they spun off Urkel from
really?
Perfect Stranger. Yeah, they did. Urkel was a spinoff of Perfect Stranger. Urkel, Family Matters was a spinoff, because the woman, the mother, who was, I guess, was she married to Twinkie guy from Die Hard?
Yes.
She was an elevator operator in Perfect Strangers, and then that was a spinoff.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Didn't Belky work in the newsroom or the mailroom?
He did. I think you're right, yeah. Mary. But for some reason, I keep thinking Belky did work.
I see him all the time.
Well, because he probably got in that gig.
According to Wiki, Larry had a dream of becoming a photojournalist and eventually accomplished that dream, getting a job at the Chicago Chronicle.
Oh, the Chronicle. Okay, so it was a fictional newspaper.
But would they show this building?
I think they showed the Wrigley Building. I think they always show the Wrigley Building. Bob Newhart worked in the Wrigley Building.
It's a busy building.
Yeah, Bob Newhart worked in the Wrigley Building, okay? And so I think they showed the Wrigley Building as the facade for the Chicago Chronicle on Perfect Strangers. And at the beginning of At the Movies, Gene Siskel comes out of the Wrigley Building and hails a cab. He worked here!
He's going to the Walgreens.
I was like, why did they choose that? I would just think all you got to do is turn the camera around. Just swing the camera around 180 degrees.
He was buying some art.
He was buying some. He was getting a haircut on the seventh floor.
That art gallery has been there for forever.
You ever get your hair cut across the street, Dan? You ever go to
I have not. Have you had it done here? There's the barber on the 17th, right?
What?
There's a barber here on the 17th, I think.
I think so.
Is there other stuff?
What do you mean? Is there other stuff than GN in this building?
Well, you know what I mean. a barber.
There's a barber. Yes,
there's also a duty-free shop.
Yeah.
No.
You didn't know you could get booze here?
It's Bertha. Isn't it her name, Bertha?
Bertha.
Yeah.
And just to confirm, Mary, yes, Belky did work in the mailroom before deciding to go to City College.
Oh, good for him.
Majoring in sheep. All right, well, let's just, before we go to the break here, let's knock into the top five theme songs. And Mary, do you have a favorite TV theme song, Mary?
The bluest skies you ever seen are in Seattle. Don't you remember? Here Come the Brides.
Oh, boy. Oh.
Oh.
Wow, Here Come the Brides.
I loved Bobby Sherman.
Yeah, oh, that's why. Bobby Sherman. Okay, I understand. Okay, well, you guys, everybody will recognize this. According to the Paste magazine, the fifth best TV theme song of all time is this.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
All right.
Okay. Interesting little tidbit. All right. They re-recorded that because people didn't understand G.R. Old LaSalle Ran Great. They didn't understand it. Mm-hmm. So they re-recorded it. And in the second version of it, Edith goes really nuts on the line. What's the line where she screams it out?
You knew when we
were. Yeah, oh, you knew when you were there. She went a little crazier. And they both, G.R. Old LaSalle Ran Great, actually did it like G.R. Old LaSalle Ran Great. I mean, they emphasized it so that people could understand. And then people still didn't even know what that was.
Yeah.
People weren't old, and it's a train. LaSalle runs on time. And, that was the early one. The later, three seasons in, G.R. Old LaSalle Ran Great.
Captions on the bottom.
They may as well. All right, we got a break here. What are your greatest TV theme songs? Yeah, it's nice. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Jim Leskowski. This is Soul Asylum.
Okay.
just can't even tell. And he requested this because he believes that during the production of Vinyl Shop, which I adapted High Fidelity to the stage, co-wrote and directed it, that the character of Barry, who was played in the movie by Jack Black, Matt O'Neill played him in my version. And he referred to them as Buffalo Tom as Soul Asylum. It's true. He improvised that line. I had like 80 Buffalo Tom references in Vinyl Shop. Like even the cast was like, dude, come on. So at one point, someone is purchasing. They're in the record store, and someone is purchasing a bootleg, a Buffalo Tom bootleg. Mm-hmm. And and when the production was up in '98, Buffalo Tom were kind of broken up. They hadn't recorded anything, and they were broken up. So she goes, yeah, I'm buying Buffalo Tom. And he goes, oh, yeah, Buffalo Tom. I can't believe anybody but you likes those guys, he says to Rob, the main character. Mm-hmm. And then the girl who's buying it says, hey, just be nice. They just broke up. And he goes, that's because they realized they're Soul Asylum. He improvised that line. I would not write that line. I would not. So he improvised it. I thought it was funny, kept it in. Now, here's the ridiculous part of the story. The lead singer and guitarist from Buffalo Tom is a guy named Bill Janovitz, who I've since gotten to know. We've become friends, which is mind-blowing. He actually wrote music for a play that I did.
Oh, nice.
And he wrote the score for it and everything. And it was called Here Comes the Regular, and he wrote the play. Or he wrote the music. So when I asked him to write the music, he was in town in 2003 doing a solo tour. And at this point we had met, and I was taking him to Simon's. We were driving him to Simon's. And they just played Martyrs. So we're driving to Simon's. Mm-hmm. And in the back seat of my friend Mike's car, who we wrote the Vinyl Shop together, there was a script for Here Comes the Regular. It was like the third draft. And he's like, what's this? I go, oh, it's this new play that Mike and I are writing. He's like, oh, really? And we didn't leave it there on purpose. I swear to God, it was just a sloppy car.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, yeah, you want to write the music for it? He goes, yeah, sure. I go, oh, okay. So I start freaking out. Oh, my God, Bill Janovitz from Buffalo Tom is going to write music for a play that I wrote. This is amazing. So I was like, okay, when we get the final draft, because we're not done with it yet, when we get the final draft, I'll send it to you, and I'll send you a copy of the stage version that we did of High Fidelity. It was called Vinyl Shop because it's going to have the same kind of tone. It's sort of melancholy, funny, you know, romantic comedy kind of stuff. That's the kind of tone it is. Okay, so I send him the script. I send him the DVD of Vinyl Shop, completely forgetting about the Soul Asylum line.
Yeah.
Okay, so I send it to him, and he emails me back like 2 days after he receives it. Emails me back 2 days later after he receives it, and he goes, Soul Asylum, huh? F you.
No.
And he was joking. He was joking. He was joking, and he eventually did the music. But I totally forgot about the joke. And I was like, oh, my God. It's my favorite band. I'm sending this to my favorite band and lead singer. And, oh, my God. And then I did write him back and say, I didn't write that line. I swear to God. He goes, yeah, right. He still, I don't think to this day, believes me.
Oh.
I don't think to this day, believes me. So, anyway. Thanks, Jim, for requesting Soul Asylum. That was nice. Okay, let's get back to this list. Number five was All in the Family. Number four... This became like the theme you played if you were doing a parody about sneaking somewhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like they played it in the Blues Brothers. You know, they play it. But it's Peter Gunn from the TV show. Henry Mancini, who did the Experiment in Terror. We played that.
He did
that a while ago. The Baby Elephant Walk.
Mm-hmm.
That's Henry Mancini. So, okay. All right. Number three on the list, which I personally think should be number one. It's the best. We get to hear it every Friday. It's the best TV theme song of all time. And it captures the show perfectly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, the feel of the show. And you just Fred out there wiping sweat off of his forehead. Trying to read the paper. Lamont bringing more junk home. Here, I love the description from Pace Magazine. It's number three. It says, forget Thriller. Forget We Are the World or his work with Frank Sinatra, Ray Charles, Ella Fitzgerald, and Sammy Davis Jr. If all Quincy Jones had given us is this funky intro to one of the best sitcoms of the 70s, it would have been enough. It's like he's reducing his entire career to this theme song. Okay, number two on the list. So, again, was not written for the TV show, mm-hmm. was written for the movie. And Robert Altman's son actually wrote the lyrics to the song. It's called Suicide is Painless. That's the name of that song.
Depressing.
Incredibly depressing. So, there are lyrics. Now, have you seen the movie, MASH?
I have.
Okay. Do you remember how depressing the lyrics are?
Yeah.
And they're doing a mock funeral for a guy who's laying at John Shuck, by the way, is the actor. And they sing this song. It's unbelievable. I mean, it makes the taxi theme look like Walking on Sunshine. So, but yeah, luckily they didn't in the intro there, for MASH the credits, they didn't include the lyrics,
right,
cuz
no
people
words.
Would be like, I'm not going to watch this show.
Did that chart?
That version?
Right.
It did. Yeah, I think it did.
The lyricless?
Yeah, the lyricless version. Yeah. I think it did. I don't think it wasn't like as big as Shaft or Shaft. SWAT, I mean, and some of the other ones that were really big, like Rockford Files was a big hit. All right, and number one, according to this list, the number one TV theme song of all time.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
That's right.
And they're always glad you came.
It's good. I don't think it's good. It's not the best.
Where's the Golden Girls?
I know the Golden Girls is not on the list.
What?
I know.
At all?
No.
Wait, where does it start?
40.
And it's not on there?
No.
Well, this list is ridiculous.
80.
This list is useless.
847 area code says Golden Girls for sure.
Yeah.
Thank you for being a friend.
What?
Hang on. We'll talk about this. We'll wrap this up in a second.
40 songs.
Let's talk to Steve Grzanich about the opening bell.
I'm right there with you. This is screwed. Thank you for being a friend.
Golden
F
Girls
you.
Should be on. There's no question about it. Golden Girls should be on the list. There's
thank
no
you
question.
For being a friend. F you.
Yeah. Wow. Oh. All right.
I listen.
Okay.
That is. How can it not be on that list?
I agree. We're outraged.
Oh. We'll write a strongly worded letter to somebody. Well, anyway, coming up on the opening bell, we're going to be talking about Brexit again, but how it's going to affect agriculture, both the corn and soybeans and cattle, with a professor at Purdue University. That's coming up next. Hint, it's not going to be good. So nothing with Brexit seems to be very, very, very good. So that's next on the opening bell.
All right. Thank you, Steve.
All right. Have a great day.
You too, buddy. All right. A couple quick things here.
Mm-hmm.
There is an airplane love boat connection. Someone points out, 708 area code. Airplane still, the original airplane, not Airplane 2, does have a Love Boat connection. He's right. Because the girl who played Captain Steubing's daughter, Jill, on Love Boat, is the sick girl on the airplane in Airplane.
Oh, okay.
See how that works? All right.
Quick clarification. LaSalle from the Archie Bunker, Edith, was a car. It was an actual car. There wasn't a car.
Oh, a car called the LaSalle.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. See, even I didn't get it. But I'm glad they slowed down the lyrics so I could understand what they were saying. All right, Esmeralda, I will see you Friday.
See you tomorrow. I should have went, see you tomorrow.
You just did.